thing that we'll be doing more recording. And that's right next to a color paper, so you can get the DVD through the binder. Right? And then those reports will follow.
Test.
The color papers are actually already referenced where you are on the line. Finally, there is the foundation of documents. And on the second page, the back page, the last page, that's broken into two sections. And there's a number for where they begin. For the should be pretty easy to navigate through the binder. Additionally, in the front of the book, there's an agenda today. And so you can keep that out.
So you don't have to keep flipping back to like where are we in the program. And there's also a sheet of paper that delegate training process for us. And in the back of the binder, there's a little bit of fun. I don't know if you're familiar with these. And there's also a
Margaret.
And if you want to decorate them in the hospitality room, I believe we have markers and crayons and things. So over the course of the 2 days, if you want to again, are there any questions at this time about the delegate binder? I want to thank you all for coming here at this hour, and I hope. My name is Jim. I don't know if I introduced myself, and I've helped put this together. And if you have any questions throughout the our time here, please come up to me. I am in charge of the. I'm the chair of the ABC committee, and we put on this event. So if you are interested in participating, please talk to me about that. And I will be giving a report later on and giving you more information. Now, by a show of hands, who here has offered something to the comm line? One, we have one. Wow, this is really, really terrific because it shows how many people can have this new experience. Who, by a show of hands, who term comm line? Very good. Who's entertained the thought of sending in a an article to be published? Wow. And yet we've only had one hand raised when as to whether it was actually done. So there is a special edition coming out of the comm line. That's devoted to the proceedings here. the ABC and the AWC. And we have positions available for offering an article. We're looking for 5 or 6 people, singularly or as a team, to put down some notes on the proceedings or one of the workshops that they went to, or even gathering some impressions, taking quotes from people. We're looking for that participation, and we're hoping to have some delegates approach it with a now, as opposed to trying to recollect what happened a week after the event.
Sorry? Yeah. Thank you. I will get there. I'm Erin. I'm from outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, who's presenting it. So I'm going to just introduce myself a little bit, and then I'm going to go into the things that we're going to talk about today.
Something is music.
So I'll present this morning on what you're going to hear today, and then I'll present tomorrow on the things that you're going to be hearing tomorrow. Today being general procedures, terminology, the delegate's role in the conference, accepting reports and ratifying reports. So I came into ACA in 1989 and have been active for 24 years. I want to say a little bit about the groups I belong to and ask a question to all of us for purposes relating to the Delegate Training Subcommittee. I'm the co-chair of the Delegate Training Subcommittee. I've been doing that for 2 years now. And let's see. So in order to understand the demographics and the varying levels of education that we have as groups, this is where I'm answering a question. My group in the suburbs of Philadelphia has primarily consisted of ACA being the predominant fellowship, meaning that there aren't very many AA members or Al-Anon members, you know, like no double winners, for example. So being that we're typically pretty much all ACOA singularly, with a few short attempts at forming intergroups until recently, we're not having intergroups. If they didn't demonstrate the lack of awareness of service outside of the group, we did not have AARL and our members to show the way towards world service. We had little knowledge of the group of how to
I see it there.
And almost no knowledge of working of the 12 concepts of world service.
It is coming through.
Well,
but
the
you're not.
Demographic is changing now that
a show of hands to tell me three ways. Would you say that your group is like very familiar and active, familiar or not very familiar? So very familiar and active groups are in a group. Okay. Familiar, not very familiar. Okay, great. Thank you. So let me start. I've anxiously been preparing this introduction and hearing the critical parent in my head for weeks now. Being the adult child who struggles with social criticism, I have run a business for 30 years, still refusing to go on Facebook, despite the income it might bring. I normally would never attempt to present on something unless I knew it fluently, like dogs and behavior. Nevertheless, here I am out of my comfort zone, though grateful for the courage, strength, and hope I've gained. This is to say, I will do my best here. Please be gentle on me. Today and tomorrow morning, the Delegate Training Subcommittee has prepared this introduction to the role of the ACA delegate as it pertains to each day. I said that earlier. Today I will present what I already told you. Okay. So the delegate role at the conference today and afterwards, including suggestions on how to report back to your group and hopefully other useful resources to strengthen business meetings at your home groups. There will be some overlap between my talking of the general procedures, terminology, and the delegate role, and I've done what I think expresses them best for the current purposes. So we're going to start with page 16 of your delegate's binder. And I'm going to be reading the commitment to service there. I perform service so that my program will be available for myself. Can everybody hear me? Is that working well? Okay, great. And through those efforts, others may benefit. I will perform service and practice my recovery by, one, affirming that the true power of our program rests in the membership of the meetings and is expressed through our higher power and through group conscience. Number two, confirming that our process is one of inclusion and not exclusion, showing special sensitivity to the viewpoint of the minority in the processing of formulating the group conscience, so that any decision is reflective of the spirit of the group and not merely the vote of the majority. That we're going to reflect with that in tradition three. We're also going to reflect on that when we get to voting on the ballots, the hearing the minority opinion. Number three, placing principles before personalities. Number four. Keeping myself fit for service by working my recovery as a member of the program. Number five, striving to facilitate the sharing of experience, strength, and hope at all levels, meetings, intergroups, regional committees, service boards, and world services. And so how we share our experience, strength, and hope guides us in our service. Number six, accepting the different forms and levels of service and allowing those around me to each function according to their own abilities. Seven, remaining willing to forgive myself and others for not performing perfectly. They are practicing self-love, love, tolerance, humility, compassion. Number eight, being willing to surrender the position in which I serve in the interest of unity and to provide the opportunity for others to serve, to avoid problems of money, property, and prestige, tradition six, and to avoid losing my own recovery through the use of service to act out my old behavior, especially in taking care of others, controlling, rescuing, or being a victim, etc. So to speaking to tradition six, to avoid problems of money, property, and prestige, not to be diverted from our primary purpose. to avoid losing my own recovery through the use of service to act out my own behavior. Tradition 9, I'll read that shortly, something from the Big Red Book. And I'm just going to go to number 9 first. Remembering I'm a trusted servant, I do not govern. Humility, anonymity, and letting go being those practices. This referring to tradition 2, the loving God, as I like to think of it as a loving presence, is always our ultimate authority. So I'm going to read in regard to number 8. I think I'm missing one of my handouts. Does anybody happen to have a Big Red Book? Yeah. Could I? Oh. So page 535. Okay. Okay, now I lost my spot here. Sorry about that. I'm over here. All right. 535, here we go. Many of us arrive at ACA wounded and angry. We hurt, so we want to hurt others. However, no one has the right to harm anyone in ACOA. We must avoid our misguided attempts to recreate our dysfunctional family system through the ACA group. Angry or disruptive members are usually acting out their family role, unknowingly reconstructing their dysfunctional family setting. Some of us can relate to this claim. We realized that our disruptive behavior allowed us to blame the group. We could avoid working on ourselves by blaming group members for imagined wrongs and slights. The tolerance we found in ACA allowed many of us to change. Okay. Okay, so. Okay, so. I was on 535. It's at the bottom of 535 on the, kind of the bottom half of the page that was, okay. So I find that speaks to the promises of our programs, the practice of spiritual principles, and the commitment to service is a blueprint for recovery. Our program guides us to seek spiritual progress, not perfection. It states, I remain willing to forgive myself and others for not performing perfectly. When I adhere to the principles, I'm practicing peace. It is foreign to what I grew up in, yet today with the tools of the program, acceptance makes peace possible. It works if we work, it takes on another dimension when I'm practicing that commitment to service. Recovery and service in ACA allows for the fact that we are not perfect, nor do we necessarily strive for perfection. Many of us were traumatized and act on compulsions or hide behind fears that disable progress as we were ridiculed for not being perfect. As a recovering person, perfection may actually be the enemy when it cripples us from participating, making decisions, and petitioning grievances. Those are our rights in ACA and here at the conference, part of our 12 concepts, participating, right of participation, right of making decisions, and right of to petition grievances. Okay, so referring back to this section, general procedures, humility, anonymity, unity, and letting go. I kind of refer to it as the giving up of my ego or my will for the greater good of my group in ACA. So how, H-O-W, honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness being the procedures that we're using through the commitment of service to work here at the conference. Okay, So last year's survey responses in the delegate training subcommittee, which were held this past March and April, referenced the desire to address reactivity during the proceedings at this ABC. So I kind of was speaking to that, as well as in the front of your binder on the kind of cover, after you see the agenda, there's a handout, prayers, meditations, slogans, and affirmations. And it's just something that, like, we can all just refer to whenever maybe you're feeling triggered here, or you want to say something, but you're feeling maybe a little too unbalanced or passionate about what you want to say. So you might read through some of those first and then present it so that you are, you know, presenting principles and not speaking to personalities. Okay. So I'll let you kind of go over that at your own, just so that I can keep with time here. Okay. So the affirmations and meditations handout was created to focus on the solution come back to a safe and loving place of unity, cooperation, and allowing the authority of a loving higher power to prevail. Then we have a reading from page 596 of the Big Red Book. And that's at the bottom of 596, sharing at business meetings. So this being part of our role here as delegates. Because our program focuses on recovery, ACA members occasionally attend business meetings to share their feelings without addressing the issues for discussion. While feelings are an important part of our recovery, we have found that it is best to share on business at hand because of the limited time that most business meetings operate under. At business meetings, we ask questions, listen, and think about our response before speaking. That said, ACA business meetings are not without emotion. Some ACA members speak with feelings and compassion while staying on the topic and without acting inappropriate in the meeting. So. Continuing with general procedures, when speaking to the delegation, you will address yourself by your group or intergroup number. Keep in mind that you are the voice of your group's conscience, not necessarily the personal voice. The conference chair has been nominated prior to the conference this year and will receive ratification here. That's part of our role. We will be assisted as needed by a person skilled in parliamentary procedures whom the board has provided. I suppose there'll be more on that tomorrow. I know he was here earlier, right? Okay. And... by now, you probably have found on the website, as well as on the ABC website and the WSO, ACA WSO Adult Children website, Getting Started link. There's a section, Useful Information, or in the repository, Delegate Training Subcommittee, Getting Started link, that has that information that the Delegate Training Subcommittee has put together over the past 2 years to provide, you know, just different resources and education for those of us that are coming in without any familiarity of proceedings. In Getting Started, the delegate is referred to Group Organization and Procedures, which is on page 594 in our Big Red Book. The information is to serve your role as a delegate, and we encourage you to read through the chapter as you continue to serve your group. I personally find I carry the message of recovery through service. I find myself attracted to members who serve with the spiritual practice of unity. I learned to work through my character defects and use my voice, finding the courage to speak and address principles and not getting stuck by personalities. The Delegate Training Subcommittee held 2 telephone conferences trainings prior to the ABC with no more than 28 participants. Not all of them were even delegates. The teleconferences were to prepare delegates on what to expect and guidance to prepare for their role. In an effort to be more effective, I would like to ask how many of you heard about these teleconferences in time to attend, and how many never heard about them until afterwards, or not at all, and may have liked to known about them. So by a show of hands, how many of you knew about the teleconferences in March and April ahead of time? Okay. Oh, that's great. Okay. How many of you never heard anything about them? Okay. So, perfect. Thank you very much. We'll try to work on making sure that happens a little better. Okay, some general questions that tend to come up with delegates, term of service. While a delegate's term of service is 1 year from the ABC to ABC, April to April, it is up to each individual group to decide how long their delegate may serve. Some groups decide upon 2 years for continuity. The group's treasury may play into this decision, as if they are unable to reimburse expenses, the delegate may be the person who is paying their own way and can be here to represent the group's voice. This year's proposals may reflect a change in this, as technology allows, and we'll be finding out more about this, I'm sure, tomorrow, if we go more to online and things like that for voting. We also do have a buddy system. I'm not sure, again, how many people actually knew about the buddy system. Some of you may come here by yourself, but obviously not alone. If you'd like a fellow traveler to guide you through the newness of these proceedings as things are going on and questions come up, there we'll have previous delegates that you can kind of connect with to ask those questions. So I'm going to request, again, show of hands, is there anybody here that would like to have a buddy or somebody to connect with throughout? Okay, so we have two, three, four, okay, five. Do we have people out here who are already familiar and would be willing to be a buddy? Can you have more than one buddy? I suppose. We should have a lot of buddies, right? Yeah, so anyone who has some familiarity. Well, I'm going to put it this way. When we break after this, if we could have the people who need buddies and extra people who are willing to be buddies, maybe kind of come up and meet. I'm sitting over there, and we can connect you. Okay? Just see me, and I'll make sure I get you connected one way or the other. Okay. All right, so the delegate role is what we're going to move on to. We're going to go to page 10 in the delegate binder now. Oh, I had the thing I was supposed to read right here in front of me. Okay. From the operational manual, operational policies and procedures manual, the bylaws, Article 9, Number 4 says, the group conscience obtained from the delegates in attendance shall provide direction, recommendations, and or special committees to the board for conducting the business of ACA-WSO. All right, let's see. We're going to go to the bylaws, number one.
This is not on this page, right? You're making reference.
Yeah, that what I just said was not. Now I'm going to the page. Thanks. Yeah. Okay. Right. Yes, it was. Yeah. That's kind of where I was starting, so now I'll back up there. Thank you. I'm going to kind of suggest, yeah, some of this is our, we already know, we're here on the fourth weekend of April. Number two, the purpose of the ACA to bring unity and consistency to the ACA fellowship. That's the purpose of us being here. We're all invited to attend. We know this. Number four, the group conscience obtained. This is our role that I just read. Okay, so we will go into accepting committee and caucus reports later. So you'll be hearing a lot of information over these 2 days, much that you may want to take back to your group, especially the voting results on the proposals. While it is appropriate to give either an oral or a written report is suggested as it serves as a history for the group and remains accessible for the group's understanding of the World Service Organization functions. It can serve to encourage and educate future delegates of your group. On the reverse side of the affirmations page that we referred to earlier is an example of reporting back to your group. You know your group, you know what, you know, what they would want or need. So you can certainly, you know, do that as you see fit. This is a sort of a one that I think Laura L. did last year. She had a lot more filled in, but this was kind of like the outline for what she did. And so as we have day one today, you're going to take notes on the things that happened so that when you go back to the group, you can just give them a little overview. Okay. Accepting reports and ratifying board members. As we refer to concept 3, the right of decision, and concept 4, the right of participation, these are our roles in accepting them. As we go into the concepts tomorrow, you'll see how this reflects, the concepts reflect the different things that we're going to be doing today. So as delegates, our responsibility is to become more familiar with these concepts. As procedures go, conducting business meetings within 12-step fellowships, the structure of the pyramid or the upside-down triangle describes how the group is most important, that each group is autonomous and governed by its own group conscience, and that the inner groups, conference, committees, subcommittees, board of trustees, we're all here to serve the most important piece, the group and its members. Without the group, there is no message to carry. I always like the slogan, you can have a meeting without me, but I can't have a meeting without you. And that, to me, makes me think of that upside-down pyramid. Okay, more on the roles, attending monthly board meetings on the second Saturday of each month whenever possible, and reporting back to the group any pertinent information there. And then we're going to go to page 11 in your binder, page 11. And accepting committee reports, we're down to D. The business and progress of each committee shall be explained within its reports. Committees are responsible for submitting two types of reports, monthly and annual. Monthly, a written report of the committee's activities is posted to the website within 3 days prior to the board's monthly teleconference. An annual report, a report of each committee's activities is required for the ABC and must be submitted to the ABC committee chairperson or designated alternate within the time frame requested. Reports should cover the past fiscal year, January 1st through December 31st, with an addendum to cover significant actions of the committee after the first of the year and prior to the writing of this report. I'm going to give you a little commercial here that I've been asked to give you. So as we listen to the reports, we're asked to consider service. So when you're listening to the different committees, subcommittees reading off their annual reports, you might hear something that speaks to your interests. And what is being asked here is that we kind of think, hey, that might be something, you know, that I can control.